Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Misuse of alcohol is a major public health challenge around the world. One strategy that has been tried to minimise the harm is the banning of alcohol promotion and advertising. The evidence on the effects of this has been investigated in a Cochrane review that was published in November 2014. One of the authors, Charles Parry, from the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Research Unit in the South African Medical Research Council, discusses its findings and implications.
Harmful use of alcohol causes poor health, injuries from violence and traffic collisions, significant social problems and even death. At a policy level, governments use several mechanisms to reduce these harms, such as taxing alcohol or enforcing strict drink driving laws. Banning the advertising and promotion of drinking alcohol is another such policy-level mechanism. We set out to investigate the effects of banning or partially restricting alcohol advertising in our review. We were interested in the possible harms as well as the benefits, given that banning advertisements may reduce tax income and lower profits in the alcohol and advertising industries. We brought together an author team with diverse skills and expertise in public health, epidemiology, health economics, marketing, and alcohol policy to cover all these important aspects for the review and also search for studies across these different topic areas. We defined alcohol advertisements as promotion of alcohol in any format or any media, including television, film, radio, the internet, on billboards, or in newspapers and magazines. Only four studies met our inclusion criteria. One was a small randomized trial, and three were interrupted time series studies. All the studies measured consumption of alcohol as a proxy outcome for the potential harms rather than the harms themselves. The randomized trial evaluated drinking behavior in 80 young men in the Netherlands. They were shown movies with either a high or low alcohol content combined with a commercial with a neutral content, which we interpreted as a ban on alcohol advertising, or a high alcohol content. The men who watched movies with a low alcohol content drank statistically significantly less than men who watched movies with a high alcohol content, while those who were exposed to commercials with a neutral content also drank statistically significantly less. However, because the trial ran only for 1.5 hours, we do not know how long beyond the trial these effects lasted. The other three studies were interrupted time series ITS studies. ITS studies measure changes, usually in the general public, at various points before, during, and after an intervention, such as a change in policy. Two of the studies evaluated what happened after an advertising ban was introduced by two different Canadian provincial governments. The third investigated the effects of lifting a 50-year-old ban in another Canadian province. Overall, we rated the quality of evidence arising from the studies as low due to problems with the methods and imprecision in the results. Each study compared either a partial or full ban with different degrees of restrictions, or no restrictions. The results were inconsistent, and although we weren't able to combine all three studies in a meta-analysis, we did combine the two that assessed the introduction of a ban. This showed a mean percentage increase in beer consumption in the general population following the ban, but this should be interpreted with caution. The finding was not statistically significant, and there was considerable statistical heterogeneity between the two studies. The third ITS study evaluated the change from a total ban on all forms of alcohol advertising to a ban only on spirits advertising. There was a non-statistically significant reduction in the overall volume of monthly sales of all types of alcohol after the ban was lifted. Sales of beer increased statistically significantly, wine sales increased, but not statistically significantly, and spirits decreased statistically significantly. None of the ITS studies reported on any harms arising from the bans, such as economic losses to the alcohol or advertising industries, or reductions in income tax. Taken together, the data arising from the included studies did not show a clear effect, either for or against the banning or restriction of alcohol advertising. Our advice to governments that are considering implementing alcohol advertising bans would be to implement the ban within a research environment and to monitor the effects over time to build a better evidence base.
If you'd like to read the full version of this review, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for alcohol ban. Should more evaluations be done, including those of the type suggested by the authors, that's also where you'll find future updates of this review.